Hello?
Harvey, how are you?
Who's this, please?
This is Rabbi Goldberg from across the street.
Rabbi Goldberg, how are you? What's doing? How could I help you?
Well, Harvey, I need a special favor from you.
You need a favor from me? Rabbi, do you want me to stop mowing my lawn on Saturday again?
Well, I wouldn't mind, to be honest, but that's not why I called.
You don't want me to stop mowing my lawn on Saturday?
No, I do want you to stop mowing your lawn on Saturday, but that's not why I called you. I have another favor to ask of you.
You want me to give a donation? I know how it works with these donations. I have to enter a raffle, and I pay $800, and I can win a trip to anywhere in the continental United States as long as it's not in 49 of them, and then I could go when it's dark outside, when it's light outside, except for when it's light and except for when it's dark, and I can't go on the blackout dates, which is all of them except for Tuesday.
Harvey, I'm not asking you for a donation.
Sorry, I got a little carried away.
I just want to ask you to make a free trip.
I knew it! It's a raffle for a free trip. And now I'm going to have to enter a raffle, and then I'm going to give a donation, I'm going to give you a check.
Harvey, take it easy. Harvey, we need you to go to Moscow.
You need me to... You need me to what?
Harvey, we need you to go to Moscow to bring... Well, to bring tefillin and mezuzahs to Jews there who need it, and they don't have any way of getting it.
Rabbi, you want me to make a trip to Moscow? It's 40 degrees below zero there! In the summer!
Harvey, it's okay. You'll take 42 scarves and 17 hats. It will be all right. Don't worry. But... We really need you to do us this favor. I know it's dangerous and, but, you know, you could get a free vacation. You could stay an extra week. We'll pay for your hotel room and your rental car, and we'll take care of everything.
Rabbi, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Well, you have, you know, lots of religious people who live right down the block. Why don't you ask one of them to go?
Well, that's actually an excellent question, Harvey.
Thank you, Rabbi.
And, we thought,
Yeah?
Well, it's...
Yeah?
I...
Yeah?
We can't send them because they'll get in trouble with the KJB.
You can't send them because they'll get in trouble with the KJ... Hey, Rabbi! What about me? How come I'm not going to get in trouble with the KGB? You don't care about me?
No, that's the whole point, Harvey. You see, no offense, but you don't look Jewish.
No offense? Why would I be offended?
Well, because you are Jewish.
Yeah, of course I'm Jewish, Rabbi. My name is Harvey Friedman.
Harvey, if a religious Jew goes to Russia... The KGB is going to have 20 sets of eyes on him the entire time he's there.
They have eyes that come in sets? How does that work? A blue one and a green one?
No, Harvey, you know what I mean. They'll be watching him.
What about me? You don't think I'm going to attract any attention? Did you see my newest baseball cap?
Okay, Harvey, you understand what I mean.
Yeah, actually, I do, Rabbi, and, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm really, really interested. And, tell me more.
Well, we have a special suitcase that has a secret compartment in the bottom. And we're gonna put the tefillin and the mezuzahs into the secret compartment. You're gonna fly to Moscow, and you're going to give it to a Jew whose name is Alex. And he will meet you at an appointed time and an appointed place.
Oh... Are you going to tell me the appointed time and the appointed place, or I have to guess?
We will tell you everything, Harvey. Don't worry. Just please memorize it, because we don't want any evidence.
Evidence of what?
Evidence of...
I know, Rabbi. I was just pretending that I didn't know, because you know how the game works.
Oh, very good, Harvey. You're catching on quick.
Yeah, Rabbi, you know they always say, Harvey's very quick.
Who says that?
I do. When do we leave?
You're gonna leave this Matzah Shabbos. Please be ready. The taxi's gonna come at 8 o'clock.